This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 20, Exodus 25, says that this is the construction of the Ark of the Covenant. You know what that was? That was that golden box that they carried around and put in the Holy of Holies. And it's in verse 20, the cherubim, which are angelic creatures that have four wings, shall stretch out their wings above and cover the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another, and the faces of the cherubim shall be towards the mercy seat. So you have that picture. We have two statues of angelic creatures on top, made of gold, put on top of the box, on top of the covenant box, and their wings are stretched out, and their faces are towards one another, and their faces are towards looking at each other and looking downward towards the mercy seat. It says that, and of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat, the last part of that verse. So they're turned inward and then downward, their faces, looking at the mercy seat. The mercy seat was a lid. I've told you this many times. It was the lid that went on top of the box. It was flat, it was made of gold, and it was 45 by 27 inches, the dimensions of it. It was a flat piece of gold that covered the box. It was the lid that went on it, and there was a little crown around the box, so it fit right in. And then it was there, and that was the mercy seat. That's where they sprinkled the blood when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies. Now, as far as the cherubim go, the cherubim, before seeing them on the Ark of the Covenant, we saw them or heard about them in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam sinned and Eve sinned and they were expelled from the garden. And the Bible says that God put two cherubim at the gate to prevent them from entering back in and partaking of the tree of life while they were yet sinners. And the same picture we have in the book of Ezekiel chapter 1, the picture of the throne, we see the cherubim surrounding the throne, guarding the holiness of God. We see the same picture in the book of Revelation, which we'll get to this summer in our summer school, but we'll see the same picture. And it'll be a vision of the throne, and we'll see that there'll be cherubim surrounding it, protecting it. So these particular class of angels were guards. They were security guards. And but here on the mercy seat, they're not guarding. They're just looking at, they're not looking at who's approaching and trying to stop them. They're simply staring at the mercy seat and the blood that's stained all over it. And that is an amazing thing for us, that we are not prevented, on the mercy seat, we are not prevented from approaching. The cherubim would have prevented us, but now they are not doing so. They're staring at the blood, and we are, as priests unto God, are allowed to come. The faces of the cherubim were watching, usually watching to prevent the approaching people. But they were occupied in this particular picture of watching the mercy seat. Now in Romans 3:25, a great little verse, the first part of it, whom God sent forth as a propitiation. Now that verse right there, God sent forth, he sent Jesus forth as our propitiation, but the word propitiation there is actually kapora, the Greek word kapora, And it means literally mercy seat. So God sent forth Jesus as our mercy seat. He is our mercy seat. He is the one whom the blood was shed upon. And he is the one whom the cherubim are staring at and not keeping us away, not preventing us from coming, but now it's open. Just like the veil of the temple was torn in two when Christ died, the approach to the access to God, the approach to Jesus Christ is wide open to anybody, to whosoever will. Doesn't matter your past. People often exempt themselves from coming to Christ because they're so wicked, because they know they're so bad, because they know they've done horrible things. But many of us have done horrible things, and we approached, and we were saved. And who's done horrible things before they were saved? Yes, all of you. And we knew that. And if you backslide, we're going to be afraid of you. But everybody's done it. And people on the outside think, no, I'm too wicked. No, I'm too bad. But it's not true. The cherubim will not, their fiery swords in Genesis 3:24 won't be against you. You have access. You can come just as you are and receive Christ as your Savior. So the mercy seat was sprinkled with blood. It was sprinkled with blood seven times. The number seven indicating the finished work. On the seventh day, he finished all of creation. And it's a finished number. So seven times means the finished work. The mercy seat represents in Jesus Christ, and this is approaching him in the finished work of Christ. In John 19:30, we can't ever go over this verse too often, that the last thing Jesus said on the cross is that he received the sour wine. And at the convention this year, he received the wine in order to clear his throat so he could proclaim loudly from the cross, it is finished. It's over. It's done. And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John 19:30. Beautiful verse. Amazing verse. What does the finished work mean to us? Finished work means that there is nothing for us to do with regards to our salvation. We simply receive it. Because Jesus did it for us. He paid the penalty. He took it all away. And not only that, but he gave us a new identity. He paid the penalty and gave you a new identity so you could stand before him the day you receive Christ. And you can think, well, I still got a lot of issues. I still got a lot of stuff in my life. Doesn't matter. He forgave you. He paid the penalty for your sin. He gave you a brand new identity. Standing before him is righteous and clean forever. Finished work. Finished work means that the power of sin over you, as after you receive Christ and you go out and you live your life as a Christian, the power of sin is destroyed. And you can be free from all of the maladies that affect your life, all of the problems, all of the things, as you follow and walk with God. Walking with God is the key to experiencing the freedom that was won by Jesus Christ at the cross. He defeated sin. You don't have to wrestle with it. Just go after God. He defeated it. He destroyed its power over his people. So the finished work means I don't need therapy. I need the Bible. I don't need to sit around in a group of people and discuss my problems and my sins. I need to go after God. Go after God because he's already destroyed all that. He's already given you liberty from all that. You don't experience it, or I don't experience it because I'm not walking with God. And so if I'm not walking with God, I'm looking for the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the therapist, the support group, or some program to help me get over my sin when he's already taken care of it. The problem is people don't walk with God. They casually visit him. You know, once a month, twice a month. They don't really dive in and walk with God. So they don't experience the liberty and the freedom that they've been given. And if they don't, I mean, I'm not against it. If they don't, if they're not going to walk with God, then fine. Go to AA and go to this program and go to that program and get the help you need. Because if you're not going to go after God with all your heart where the freedom is, then you might as well get help someplace else. And that's why we have churches that hire psychiatrists on staff to deal with people's problems. They write scripts in the church office, in order for people to get over things. And it's because they're not wholeheartedly going after God. If they did, they would experience the freedom from all that stuff that God has provided for us in the cross. He didn't leave us a mess on earth. When he gave us salvation, he didn't just leave us to walk around and be a mess and be all messed up with everything that's in our life, all the emotional messes and all the psychological things and all the sinful things. He gave us the provision to be clean. But it's in going after God that you experience it, and not just living for self. And so you try to tell people that, and it's hard. It's not easy. But people need to go after God, and everybody needs to get involved in the Great Commission and also in investing and discipling in other people. Any believer can be involved as he wants to be. There are some that, want to be to this level. Some want to be to this level. Some go all out for it. Some don't really want to be a part of it. Jesus said when he planted the seed, remember the sower and the seed, Matthew 13? He said, the seed will bear fruit. Some will be 30%. Some will be 60%. Some will be 100%. Some are going to go all the way. Some are going to go halfway. Some will just dab in it a little bit, but it'll produce fruit, and all those people go to heaven. But the more involved you are, the more you get into it, the more you'll experience freedom from all the junk that we accumulated before we were saved. You'll be less fearful. You'll be less emotional. You won't worry so much about things. You'll handle problems differently. Your life will be different because you're walking with God instead of walking with yourself. Matthew, there is a reason Matthew 9:37 says that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. There's not a lot of people in Christianity as a whole that really want to get involved. The laborers are few. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of the harvest. The work has been done in terms of your salvation. But now there's a lot of work to be done on the earth as we are ambassadors for Christ, representing him and reaching the lost. There is a lot of work to be done. There's a reason the laborers are few. So many people just don't want to get involved. They want to be 30%ers. They don't want to be 100%ers. They don't even want to be 60%ers. They want to be 30% Christians and just visit the church and listen to music in the car and go to a concert now and then and say, Jesus is cool. But they don't really want to dive in and to the much as they can. Beyond that, they don't want to dive in.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert.